Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I pray that the Lord will cause your spiritual ears to be open so that you can hear accurately. Please sit. Hallelujah. In the first service, I began to share with us amidst many jokes the importance of vision as a key to advancing in life. Even the devil has a vision. Hoping. Did you find it? Just write it. Just write it here. Just because you have a desire does not mean that you have everything it takes. Let me use this example. The days that we live in, if as a lady you are planning to get married and you don't have interest in bone straight. I really don't know what's straight about the bone, but that's what they call it. I don't even know what it looks like, but I heard there's something like that. So, if you don't have interest in looking good, you may be the next Holy Mary, but it doesn't matter. You are going to be unmarried. Because man looks at the outside. It's only God that looks where? Inside. So we know you are blessed, you know, anointed. We know the power of God is upon you, but I mean, I'm not God. I'm just a man. If you need to wear your makeup to bed, please do. Yeah. That's the way it is. The world has changed. To stay relevant, you must be fake. So the day now you decide to look yourself, there's people asking, what's wrong with her? Why does she look like this? But it was this same air our parents were plating in the village, and they were dancing at the village square, and people were saying, hey, see, this woman is very fine. But somebody changed the dynamics. So please, this is not a message to tell you that you should stop wearing your ring. Wear it. Because the times have changed. Don't deceive yourself and be saying, if he loves me, he will. Don't deceive yourself and be saying, beauty is of the heart. I can't see your heart. So after preaching, then I come home to somebody who looks like my grandmother. No. There was somebody that got married and they did the makeup till she started looking like a scarecrow. Scarecrow. Do you know what a scarecrow is? You know, A scarecrow. Scare. But it doesn't matter. The guy will marry you, you know. But the offense is not to even attempt to do anything. Please, for those of you sitting there, if you can't see me, you can come to the front too, so that the scriptures, not the scriptures, Yoruba will say, Ojulorowa. It's, I don't know if that is in the Bible, but it's... how do you say that? The conversation is in the eye. You know, you say water and side to water. I'm saying, what is the meaning of Ojulorowa? Eh? Say it in a Nigerian way. I understand English. Now, how I talk, dear. You see, because when you woke up and you saw your wife and you concluded that you are not going to marry a Yoruba woman, there was a day you were praying, sir. And as you are praying, you know, you just, your mind keeps going there. You know, you just enjoy the feeling like, wow. You know, wow. That siren sound, wow. Like, she actually said yes. Omoibo. You know, you are just happy. Because she's yellow. Not fair, yellow. The meaning of that is that when you have your children, you know, you can name them Jaden. You can name your children Robert, not Roberto, Robert. Or what's that name you gave your child? Giovanni. He's German now. You see, you cannot be looking good and be bearing a terrible name. That's why some of us change our name to Stephanie. You can't be looking good. What is Steph about the name if you are not fine? Vision can influence the response, the way you see something. That's what I'm saying. The way you see something can influence the way you react to it or the name you give to it. Vision is powerful. And in case you are not light complexion, like my sister, Sister Tokwe, there's nothing you can do. Now, there's one cream I'm selling, but I'm one of their dealers. It's called Balm of Gilead. I'm saying, if you want to change your complexion, but it's 1 year, use it for 1 year. It will just be changing it till you are completely white. But I want to also tell you that there are some people, they don't want people looking at their wives too much, so they like dark people. We cannot really explain why some people like what they like. But one thing is certain. How a man sees something can influence his response. How you see your future, how you see the plan of God for your life, how you see how God has journeyed with you all these years. When you were in school doing one project, they put you people inside one group like that and say, group project. And how many of you know in all those group projects, only one person that will be doing it? So they will appoint the smartest person, Kenny. So you'll be our coordinator. It's a lie. What they are saying is that you will do this work. You will buy cardboard. You Kenny will become an artist suddenly. You'll be, you know, measuring. And then Kenny will call or say, Alpha, let's discuss. Say, hey, I'm coming, but actually I'm on my way out of campus now. But when I come back, I will call. It's a lie. Then when Kenny realizes that he's the one that will present, so that God no go shame us, you understand? Kenny just say, well, I do it for God. Then Kenny will, Oh, goodness. See my... Uh-oh. David in Ken. Ah, let me celebrate my friend, though. Wonderful. Hey, whoa. Oh, God's visitor. David, where are you? Come and sit down. Come and sit down on my seat. Where's your wife? Come. Okay, drop her and come. Let me not even mention you, so ICSS will not follow me. Where is his wife? Ah, no. Come. Let them... No, they can even sit here. Come. Because I know they were not planning it. So, David, come and give me your... No, you are not sitting on the altar. This is the holy altar. This one is the altar... inner... Only, come and give me a hug first. David is a great guy. If you are not listening to his song, don't know anything. Anyway, back to... Where was I? Yellow or black? I said if you want to be white, and you are very black now, there's something I will say for you. Once you buy it, make sure you use it. You must not... miss one day, one in the morning. Well, if you want to be yellow like Michael now, Michael, they don't know. You say you are seeing Michael. I gave him. He just used small, even small. You see the way he's looking. It's called Balm of Gilead. The summary of all that story, because some of you are waiting for a very powerful message. How you see? Please, are you still here? How you see what you are seeing can determine your response. When I was going to marry my wife, get married, I knew she was brilliant. But that was not an issue for me. The only issue I had with the brilliance is that I didn't want to marry somebody that will now make, by the time we have children, my children won't be smart. You understand? Now, my wife now only missed a first class in accounting. So my wife doesn't use calculator when doing math. And I don't know how she does it. And I don't want to know. Some of us, we believe God has made all these devices for us. So I use my calculator and I don't stress myself. I have my own gift. And when we get to heaven, we won't be counting money. Me, I had 2-1 by prophecy. By prophecy. Do you know the meaning of that one? That means it was the heavens that said, before this boy go and hang himself, give him something. No, because some of you say, God, but you know I served you. But you know I served you. If you serve me in court, was it not somebody that served me and they hung him on the tree? You are even lucky. If I took you to the days of Paul, they drag you and they will not even give you crown when you get to heaven. If you want to amount to anything, your gaze on that which God is showing you, personally, must not only be clear, you must have a good mental grasp of it. What many of us do is that, yes, we say God spoke to us. Okay, we have heard what God said. Do you have a mental grasp of it? Do you know what it looks like? I knew my wife was going to be a chartered accountant. In fact, we were supposed to have been married 2 years before we did. But she said she cannot get married and be going to school. So I sacrificed my own personal desires. And I waited 2 years until she passed. You know, that kind of marriage. If she not had that one result came out, she failed. See, why will you fail now? Why will you fail? Jesus is coming. You people, I don't know. See, people are not conscious of the second coming. If he comes now, all my effort wasted. All those going to Mr. Biggs, all those, back and forth. The first time I almost took alcohol, it was in our house. And I put my salvation on the line. Just to make sure she doesn't turn her back. Edit. So, I'm telling you. But it was love. Then he said, I don't know, nobody can control me. I'm a man. I'm a man of my words. You don't know anything. You will drink. You know, David now, you look at him. He has been born again from his mother's womb. You just see him. He can't even be an unbeliever. People, they will pursue him back. It's unfortunate. You know, some of us who are in the world, I'm talking about vision though, who are in the world. Even when we came to Christ, people are still saying, are you sure? You understand? Even those songs we were singing then, we still remember the knowledge of scriptures have not taken them away. Even the one that after we became pastors, we heard on the radio and we didn't know when we crammed it. And it's there. And sometimes you are just washing plate in the kitchen and you are just saying, whatever. You don't know it. Don't worry, your minds are sanctified. Amen. You see, I know how what you people are listening to. The moment the song start coming to my mind, I know it's my members. That's what they are singing, wherever. So the day I stop receiving all those songs, I will know God is purifying you people. Anyway, I don't even care. You understand? Like, I don't care. I'm praying for all of you. God asked me to pastor a perfect church. If not, I won't need to be your pastor anyway. So. How compelling is your vision? I know you said God spoke to you. I know you say you have something. How compelling is your vision? Number two, your vision is what determines the change of seasons and the things, the steps you need to take. Are you still here now? Are you still here? I said your vision, how compelling is it? Is it compelling enough to the point that you are willing to lose father or mother? Number two. What did I say? How compelling is your vision? Number two. I said something just now. Your vision determines the seasons that you come into. And you will not know there are seasons except you have a good grasp of the vision. You will know. You will think it's opposition. Somebody heard something, eh? Somebody has something. You will be thinking it's opposition. You will know that it's a signal telling you that the seasons are about to what? Are about to change. So you will start binding and losing. Instead of receiving fresh blueprints and clarity. Please, Nigerians, fellow Nigerians, it will not be the way we have always known it. The seasons that are upon us will test our faith. The thing about faith is not tested in convenience. Come on now. Faith is not what? Tested in convenience. So the issue of vision is very important. He said, even though it tarries, wait. You now realize that one of the greatest challenges in David is not that God said anything. He's waiting for it. Yes. You didn't understand what he said, though. He first said, go to Habakkuk 2, please. He first said, write the vision. Please, note, oh. He said what? Write the vision. So writing the vision suggests to me that the vision is with me. Are you with me? Verse 2, please. He says, write the vision. So if I document the vision, the assumption is that the vision is what? With me. And God is saying, no. Your writing and documenting is the first proof that you are about to receive something. Because now, after you have written it, you will now wait. Is somebody here? You will what? So, This is what we are talking about here. When I first received that revelation, or I began, God began to give me ideas for this new year. Okay, let me substitute the word vision for ideas so that we can bring it down. But it suffices just for this class. Huh? For this class. God's kingdom idea. Huh? Kingdom idea. When I began to have certain premonitions that God was leading me in a particular direction, and the thing kept coming. Then I wrote it down. This thing is there. This thing is coming. It did not mean that I have received mastery of it. But when I wait, he said, wait for it because it will come. So what does it mean to wait? He said, those that wait upon the Lord. For your vision to be effective, you must take it back to the person who gave it to you. I have written it. I believe it. But you need to breathe on it. Say, those that wait upon the Lord shall what? What it takes between the time you receive the vision and when you document it is spiritual warfare. Because when the devil sees that you have received something, the thing he immediately does is to release the birds. Every time the sower casts forth the seed, then the birds will come. The birds have only one assignment. To what? They will pick up as many, and that's why many of you will have some dreams, and you wake up and you only remember fragments. Come on, someone's here. Come on, talk to me. Are you still here? I say some of you may have some dreams at night, and then you wake up like you just fragments, you don't have all the details. What do you do when you find yourself there? Shift back into the spirit mode. Don't worry about remembering. Shift the same program that brought the visuals can bring the audio. Are you still here? You see, that tongues is not given to you for just talking jargon and feeling spiritual and feeling like some high sensitive wire. No. It is a program in your spirit, and that's what Kamsi was talking about this morning. Spirit language. I will come back and tell you about 14 benefits of speaking in tongues. Remind me. Vision. He said, even though it tarry, what should you do? Wait for it. Many times we try to compel the hand of God, and then the fruit that was meant to be eaten ripe, we ate it unripe and it became acidic. We pushed the hand of God early. We tried to get God to move early. And in trying to do that, because the fruit was not ripe, it was actually acidic. It was God's will for you to take that throne. it's going to be yours by in the future. Does that mean you should collect his number? We know no man after the flesh. There are some people, if you don't know them in the spirit, you can't marry them. I like Pastor Gbenga, you know, he's just so funny. He's just so funny. If you know some of the things I've done in my life, you think when I come here and I tell you about my past, it's like I'm stupid. My mom is watching me. She watches me. If you are looking for my secret, just go to my face, be watching. You will hear something. Think I'm stupid? Hey. There's nothing that is covered. I shall not be revealed. The tragedy of our time is that people act like they are in control. But they don't even know a hoot about the next step. Many times when I look and I say, I am not really the type of person that God should be using. Then I remember the prophecies that preceded my birth. My mom was not even a Christian. Say, this boy, this one you are carrying. I remembered when I was almost aborted. And God, by his mercy, saved me. I remember when I was dying of hepatitis. And I said, God, if you bring me out of this, I will serve you. And he heard. But he didn't comment. He didn't say anything. So when it was time to start pastoring, when it was time to leave the bank, and I struggled with it, he said, but you said you will serve me now. I said, yes. He said, no, you said you will serve me. You remember that day? He said, so now is the time. He will come back and collect. No. It's a covenant-keeping God. That's why I say to you that many of you don't know that there are places where prayers can fail. Covenant doesn't. You may be a preacher out of convenience or because you don't have anything to do. I had a career ahead of me. But not just that. I have covenanted my life to it. So there are certain things that may happen for me simply because I am covenanted as a slave. Not just so I say I'm a king's kid, I'm a Jesus boy, I give him a high five. You are not ready. When we get to this point, you won't have a name again. You covenant with God that peradventure you may never be popular for the rest of your life, but you stay faithful. This issue of vision. He said, though it wait, because many times God will tell you so many things, Agnes. He will tell you so many things, and then you have this books and books and books written down. No sign in the heavens that anything is about to manifest. If anything, battles, warfare, waiting. 4 years after I graduated, I wasn't working. Then I concluded. I say, it's like I will not make it again. I'm telling you, these are the thoughts in my head. Oh boy, you won't make it again. You can't make it again. I will wear Betum slippers and walk on the express. There is nothing to do. If you enter the outside, there is no light. There is no generator. There is no TV. The only DVD player, that small 5,000 naira decoder, it was for fashion. It has never played one CD before. We just put it there. It's like you understand me. You know that kind of thing, Where whether you sleep in the parlor or in the room, it didn't make any difference. Everything is the same. And I prayed. And I prayed every evening. I will pray. You can't pray that kind of prayer with palm slippers. I was praying one day and policemen stopped me close to a bush. Say, where are you coming from? I said, church. Say, where is your Bible? I said, it's inside my head. Inside my head. So can you say, I just say, likapo toria kasa. The Lord told me now. He said, I gave him a prophecy. I close here. I'm not joking. The guy said, please come, sir. Come, sir. Come, sir. He took me to a corner. He says, tell me more. Tell me more. I said, let me pray for you. I said, are you always here? I said, I'll be seeing you. I'll be coming. Stop. Somebody that is angry that his destiny is not manifesting. You now stop him again. Baba Felipe, I give you cause. You know, I left that place. I got home before I realized, oh boy, those guys could have fired. Oh boy. And there was a day I prayed like that. I'm talking about waiting for you to. Some of you like this, you are not following me. Elijah. I'm talking about what? One day like that, I prayed. As I was getting to the front of my house, then God said, you have secured the next 8 years of your future. You know, let me tell you what happened to me that day. There was no thunder in the sky. There was no jubilation. It was just this boy on the road walking about, in quote. But he said, you have secured the next 8 years of your life. But I knew the power of a prophetic word. Except God never talk him. Shortly after then, they called me. So, oh, this, I went to Ife. You know, Benga, you know, okay, come. I didn't even know that the person talking to me over the phone was my junior in the university. Let me tell you one gist. That boy, the girl he wanted to marry, one of my friends wanted to marry the same girl. So, you know, boy code now. We have support our guy. You understand? We have support our guy. But that my own friend, Koinshomoluabi, how do you explain that? The guy, you know, girl behavior. You know, I invest no girl character. The guy in our church, where would they fry it? Now, there the guy, they go. All of us, they go there. You understand? But now our friend, and we have to support our guy. But me and Pastor Desmond, I say, this guy, he will not take care of this girl. Now let's pull our vote. So our younger friend, who is my wife's classmate, won the election. So he too has his own guy code, his own boys. It was then those guys that called me and said, I should come to Oshonic Bank. It was a copper, youth copper. They took my file, put some files and said, call anybody you like here to come for interview. Huh? I said, thank God, sir, no support. This guy, that deal. Today would have been judgment day. And you know the result. Yes? You do me, I do you. It's nothing. It's, next time, when you see two people fighting for a woman, you not put them out. You are not the only prophet. That's how they called me. He never even told me that. It is so, pastor, this is so person. He just talked, he didn't even tell me. He just said, oh, I'm calling from Oshoni Bank, Ozumba, by the way, blah, 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 blah. He said, could you come? I said, no, when is it in? You know, because all my mind was that I was going to teach in university. I was going to be a professor and all of that. So, yeah, you don't need your bank job, man. What are they even doing in that bank? What are they doing there? Banks. They sack you today, employ you tomorrow. Sack. I was at Mayfair. If you may not know where Mayfair is, it's a historical. I'm not talking about Banikoro or this place. I'm talking about Mayfair. In Ife. Mayfair. Go and ask. Even the Queen of England knows Mayfair. I was at Mayfair trying to take a bus to Akure when the call came in. I gave a Muslim my suit because he was afraid to go for interview. And I said, Sahid, if you wear this jacket, you'll get that job. Sahid wore my suit, looking oversized. He got the job. So now they asked me to come for interview. Sahid, sorry, where are you? He said, Pastor, I need it now. I said, Sahid, you want to be using sense for me? I mean, let me give you this thing. You know, I'll go collect them. Oh, boy. This is interesting. Long and short of the matter, I got to the interview. If they have asked me the why, the yes, the interview is over. If they have asked me any economy policy, we don't have light at home and we don't watch TV. I don't know who the CBN governor is. I was a recipe for failure. Somebody even wore red shirt. How do you wear red shirt? Like, what is it, green lilac or something tie? You know, I don't know how some people do it. I wasn't a banker, but I knew my own couldn't be that bad. You know, like, your Lord. They call, and the guy got the job. Because you see, when favor is speaking for you, and you are telling people that it was this red shirt and lilac tie you wore. Do you know what they said to the guy? They said, don't worry, we will pay you salary for like 3 months. You will change. They didn't see it as a problem. Actually, it's a problem. You know, in interview, the way you dress can be a problem. When I got there, they asked me a question. What's your name? Where are you from? Where were you born? What do you know about the MD of this bank? I said, I don't know anything. I said, but I saw that they normally give her a award. And how did I see it? When I came into the hall, I saw... I said, she's a very important banker. favor will speak for you. I prophesy, favor will speak for you. Do you know it was that boy that God used to bring my file from under, where they have kept it for 2 years? 2 years. 2 years. Do you know how long 2 years is? After writing a test, the boy that will be used was not even in the bank then. The one sent to you will not sleep until he has seen you. You don't know the helpers that will be put on your journey. But you should wait long enough till he says to you, you have recovered 8 years. Look, let me tell you, praying is not easy. Praying is not easy, but this is how we came this far. You don't want to be saying, please, sir, help us. We are the ones that called your number yesterday. Please, sir. You look at me as fine as I am. I almost didn't go to school. You don't know. Something happened to my result in between SS2 and SS3. They didn't register me for work. Started taking me up and down. This issue of vision, everything God says and everything you hear, they are the keys to open the next set of doors that will come before you. So a prophecy is not just a sweet word. A prophecy is a key. That vision is a key. But there is something that can frustrate the grace of God, which is the second thing I want to share briefly with you. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Quickly, if you have it on the screens before I get there, Hosea 4:6. My people are what? Destroyed. Now, hold on. The people of the world. I want this thing to sink in. Say, for we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have authority in Christ. Hold on. Read this one. If you are a man of God, it doesn't matter. If you don't pay attention to your wife, you will lose her. There's one guy you normally listen to in Jaws. You know, he's a wife beater. You didn't know. Anointing, no, they cover that aspect. My people, knowledge is always the leveler. Knowledge is always what? We are all called, we all heard God, we are all gifted, we are all whatever. But when you know certain things. Look at my laptop was giving problem. I called this man at the back. I prayed. I laid my leg. Because my laptops are always on the floor. Receive life. And what's the problem? Nothing. It's just that I don't want to spend money. If I put on the laptop, it will show error, battery, error, one thing. So I... Power! Error, battery. I just got tired. I called this guy. Say, Pastor, it's 13,000. That's all. And I stopped praying. Meanwhile, in this same church, I've asked people to go back to their houses and touch everything that was not working, and things including dead laptops resurrected in this church. But when it came to my own, and I laid my leg and laid my hand, even the camera of my laptop, it says 25,000. I released life now. Camera say no camera found. My people, nothing maximizes a man's calling like knowledge. Nothing enhances a man's destiny like knowing what you need to do when you need to do it. There's one guy that liked my wife then. I won't mention his name. He was always doing a Bible study secretary. That time. Very fervent brother. I was just looking at them. You cannot collect a prophet's wife. I don't even know saying I select the guy they go self. You see, it's the one that married the woman that has the last laugh. My brother, I didn't have the money some of these guys had. But I had answer to prayers. So anytime we were talking, I was always talking from my own. You know, in Juventus, we put Ronaldo in front. I don't care about what Stoke City is doing or whatever. All those contraptions. I just talk about Ronaldo. Juvie. Until you wake up and the only thing you are seeing is Juvie. So I keep saying it. I didn't talk about the fact that in my family, nobody in my family was earning above 100,000. I didn't talk about that. Play from the place of strength. If you don't know that the calling God placed over you is a glorious call, you will be destroyed for the lack of that knowledge. If you do not know in your heart that you were chosen before the foundations of the world and that your calling was not the agreement of any man with anybody. If you don't know, then people can make you feel uncalled. If you don't know that God is depending on you in these end times, then your capacity to deliver will be greatly reduced. Say, my people. And it really bothers me that God is saying they are his people. Are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, there is nothing God can do with you again. Go. That's what he said. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, I have also what? Rejected you. And you shall no more be a priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of your God. Vision is beautiful. But if you want to maximize vision, get knowledge. Don't be shallow. When you open your mouth, let it be 10 men talking at the same time. Because you've read. You've read, you've listened. How a scientist, computer scientist, can be advising us on COVID-19? Huh? Don't blame him. He has read. How Elon Musk, who told you if you want to be successful, don't go to school, can be launching the spaceship into Mars, and there's nothing you can do about it. He has read. There is a spirit, it's one of the spirit, seven spirits of God, that is known as the spirit of knowledge. Look at that scripture. Say, my people. Do you understand that for that first line, my people are destroyed, means that people actually died? Do you understand that scripture? When he said my people are destroyed, that means they were actually decapitated. They lost their place. How can you get a fiancé in the place of prayer and you think that it is in the flesh you will keep him? And as I tell you, don't be deceived by all those nice things people put on Instagram and all those contraptions. Somebody was talking to me. The person said, Pastor, everything are packaging. I say, bro, even you, he said, Pastor, everything are packaging. See, I just do it to make myself happy. I said, but if you post something and only 5 people like it, is that not depression? Luke chapter 15, 8 to 9. Let me show you something. And I will give you... No. That's not what Jesus said. Luke 15, 8 and 9. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth shall be what? Shall be bound in heaven. Look at one of the keys. No, I said Luke 15. Luke 15, 8. Reconfirm. Go to verse 9. No. No. Go and check it for them. Say you have hidden the key of knowledge. The key of knowledge. Can you get it for them? Listen to me. We are starting on this motivational series now. If that's what you want to call it. Because the difference between you and the person sitting beside you is going to be your knowledge. Let me tell you something about knowledge and spiritual battle. If you are not wise in spiritual battles, the devil can push a particular challenge to you and deplete your strength while trying to solve that problem. And you won't know that that particular challenge was a decoy to drain you before the real battle starts. So you'll be here binding and losing, doing VG, instead of you to ignore. Because people don't know that ignoring can be a powerful spiritual tool. That there are certain things that the devil may be showing you in your dream. The best way to answer him is to ignore him. Luke 11, 52. Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away what? Please say it to me. The key of knowledge. That means, as far as God is concerned, there is a door. There are certain doors that who you know will not matter. Who you know will not what? Will not matter. So before you, let me give an example. He said, let me read this line. He said, for you have taken away the key of knowledge, You entered not in yourselves. And them that we are entering in, what did you do? You hindered them. Is there anything in the next verse? 53. And as he said these things, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him. You see, the moment he touched a nerve, they began to provoke him. But the provoke didn't look like, for example, tell us more, man of God. Tell us more, man of God. They wanted him to say something they would catch him in. You have to be careful. Spiritual battles don't really come the way you expect them. There are people who listen to you and put their phones on record. Your anointing must not only be good for binding devils. It must be good for shutting down electronics. Because people come with satanic intentions to catch you in your words. Like the lady that I was sharing with you here on January 1, that was staying with somebody and would say what, you know, and she was maligning the character of somebody helping her. So you don't look at everybody and say simply because they are wearing jackets that anything is happening. The guy may be... I was just sharing a story with someone this morning, how that January 1, after we closed the service here, the Lord said to me, you see, it's a personal word for me. He said, if you do not have expansion for forgiveness, you will not have any ministry again. That was the word I received January 1. See, God has given me a key, telling me what unforgiveness can do. You know, when God starts the year like that with you, he's telling you that you have to be ready the next 1 year. Eh? Drink the water of forgiveness. Be drinking it every day. Whether you feel like it, just be drinking it. The word was so strong that even when I slept January 1 into January 2, I started dreaming about what God said. It was so strong. He said, if you do not expand your capacity for forgiveness, you will not have a ministry again. So when I come back next week, I will teach you on how to deal with unresolved issues. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Unresolved. And many times, the best way to deal with these things is bring it into the open. Bring it out. And it's not that anybody offended me. The issue is that somebody actually came to apologize to me. I didn't even know anything was going on. But the person came to apologize. And after the person said, I'm sorry, I now became angry. I mean, I should be happy now. This somebody said, I'm sorry, I didn't even know, I forget about it. And I became angry and I said, now, see that man there. If you don't deal with this thing. The key of knowledge. You can be dealing with things, having things in your soul. Things that you said you forgave and you left over. But the key of knowledge is telling you that thing is unresolved. So you need to embrace knowledge, then submit yourself to the authority of knowledge. And let knowledge scrutinize you and look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you. That's why this year, I'm not going to withhold anything from you. I will tell you, I'm going to tell you the truth the way you like it. Say amen. And the way you don't like it, say amen. Vision, knowledge, bridge that gap. Please, this year when you go back to work, don't let it be your vision to be correcting your boss in the office. Your boss knows you are smart. They know you are smart. In fact, they talk about it. You know, we learn every day. Eh? So this is a new year. Don't try to beat your boss in the game. My boss said to me one day, he said, Gbenga, all these people you are looking at, they are already on the floor. He that is down needs fear no fall. He said, they are already on the floor. He said, but you have somewhere you are going. Do you know why he was telling me that? Because whenever we go for breakfast or for lunch, people must gossip about something. You understand? You know, it's just when people eat, then they have to talk. You understand? So, they talk about the boss. Talk about what he said in the meeting. Talk about this. Talk about it. He said, don't join them. And the devil is so wicked. It is the comment you make that they will take to him. You know the way that thing works now? If you are not happy in a place, resign. But don't malign the authority over you. You are there to serve that authority, not to correct it. You can bring ideas. I'm telling you how doors will open to you. I had a particular boss, as I begin to round up, I had a particular boss. She was very nice to me. She was very nice to me. She made me look forward to coming to work. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of a boss. I went out of my way. Even though our age difference, maybe 1 or 2 or 1 year. But there was a day she called me and she said, Gbenga, if you ever have an interview somewhere, I will let you go. So don't hide anything from me. And I said, it's because our husband is in Chevron. Those ones are just coming here to work. They don't need the money. If you see her car, sir, the nylon is still there. She said, Gbenga, I don't know. I believe in career progress, career growth, you know. She just came to me. If you have anything you want to do, tell me, I will let you go. The day she called me suddenly and said, Gbenga, I'm leaving today, I broke into tears. I didn't even know what happened to me. I just broke into tears. You know, I said, no, you can't go. He said, I've dropped the letter. He said, I dropped it before telling you. The challenge is, because of the standard of love and respect she had, do you know that even her own work, what she was supposed to be doing, I was checking back end for her to be sure that she won't, everything is clear. And you know the way our work is now. You know, I check everything for her. And she knew I was checking. She didn't ask me to do it. But I could not afford the thought like, so they will not give her a query and say, oh, then she will not wonder, but Gbenga, why are you not watching my back? Do you know that kind of thing? The challenge is, by the time the next person now came, that person is from Awafia. Now, this other person now is a one-man squad. The day she even came into the office, bam, bam, she's big, bam. I didn't even know how to approach this person. Like, who is this? Then she came out and said, who is in charge here? My name is, she now called her native name. She now said, you, what's your name? Apparently, she and one of my colleagues bear the same name. She now said, what state are you from? It's okay. Please let me say this up front. I don't do tribalism. I don't do that. You are bearing my name does not mean anything. Because that's where the rubbish will start from. I started wondering about, is there anywhere I applied to and they've not called me? Because you know that kind of thing. It was tough. Because now I sit, I don't leave, you know, then I will leave my seat, go to my boss's seat, office, and then we'll talk. They say, Gbenga, there's one mail. I say, I'm coming. I'll go and respond to it, and I'll come back. It's like, you've not eaten today. I say, no. He say, are you fasting? He say, no. He say, you are fasting. I saw you praying somewhere. We don't just talk. I forgot that I was in the office. This one came. Are you aware the server is down, or the link is down? I say, I'm just his. So, and I realized our weak point. So I said, I'm going to show her one day. She likes people noticing her. Like if she comes in and she makes a nice air, ah, madam, even if it's eye service, just you know. So when people say, ah, madam, madam, I just say, ah, good morning, madam. Hope, how's your family? I just walked away. What she didn't know is that I liked her. Why I liked her is that people like that, you can't do politics with them. Do your work. Do your work. If I tell my staff, if you do your work and you do well, we are friends. That's my definition of friend. Not that we are sharing granite together. The dear was leaving that office. She called, before I left, she called me and she said, I know you've been redeployed, but I will not let you go. I said, madam, mama. You see, because at some point, you have to choose between, do you want to be fighting all your life, or do you just want to make an extra friend? I said, mama, Lord, no one. She now said, anyway, they told me to come and do evangelism somewhere. This is the topic. I said, I'll prepare a message for you. Ah, Sigbinga, thank you. She said, what's left? Let's go now. You close the office. So she will be going about getting topics for Bible study, all those things. Then she will bring, he said, don't worry, I have somebody. So when she comes, she will say, Benga, I want to see that thing now. You will think it's official work. I'm in the office preparing message. I was preparing message. I will now put it in point format. I will now say, she said, Benga, that one that you gave to me last week, when I got to that church, hey! Being God, you please, Kata. He said, see, well, I was just giving it. I was marshalling it. So me too, I'll be following her. You are marshalling it. You remember, I said, madam, but I'm a messenger. We don't go tell anybody. She was so excited. They even asked her to come back. She now gave me the new topic. They now ordained her of my message. Oh boy. So now that I have one usefulness for her. So she now became my friend. The day I was leaving that branch, she said, hey, who will be preparing my messages for me? I said, madam, just send me text message. She said, hey, my God. You know, when she was doing that, I was remembering the person who came in first. The day she first came, boom, boom, boom. And the person that said, but I'm thinking you can still stay here. You can still stay. I will send a mail. They will keep you back. I say, no, madam, I'm seeing the island. You can win over an enemy. Some of those battles, it is knowledge you need. You will quell the fire. You will kill it. Keep correcting your boss's tenses. It's actually part. When you use is, you know, you can't use was when you are trying to say something that is happening right now. Was is past tense. Then when you are talking past participle or you're trying to use a definite article, you have written your appraiser. The key of knowledge. It sounds funny, but it's even in little things like that. Little things like what? Like all those things. Because this year, I am not going to, when some of you call me and say, Pastor, my job is threatened and all, the first question I will ask you this year is, what did you do? What did you do? Somebody called me, Pastor, I don't know what I did to my boss. They've not confirmed me. Now, assuming they have confirmed me, my salary was going to move to about 500,000. But they didn't confirm me. Now, I went to HR. They said they need to send me away because I'm the only one that was not confirmed among my set. And that they feel I could be bad blood within the system. Pastor, I'm so frustrated. Pastor, I give. Pastor, I pay my... I say, shut up. How much is your tithe, self? What do you want? Simple question. Pastor, what I'm trying to... I said, what do you want? Pastor, I don't want to be fired. It is so. They didn't fire her. By a prophetic word. She's gone to this and they've told her she's going. Now the other issue is, why did you get a poor rating? I'm telling you about how people start strong, they come in into the year, and by February, March, they've lost this thing. Because they are not fixing knowledge-based, they are not answering knowledge-based questions. And they are not fixing character-based issues. Vision, knowledge, character. Nobody will open a door. I have said it here before. No matter how anointed you are, you can only minister here once or twice by anointing. Every other thing is relationship. And that's the way life is. One of my dear friends, a pastor, was going to invite a big man of God, apostle, to their church. And he called me. I told him, I said, I know you're a prophet, but let me tell you, if that man touches ground in that church, there's going to be crisis after you leave. If he didn't call me that day, I would not have said anything to him. Because I'm not the one organizing the program. Come on, are you hearing me? Did you hear what I just said? Do you know the funny thing, sir? He had been having that, like a kind of withdrawal, like, don't go ahead with this program. Don't go ahead. But he didn't know how to stop it. So he just called me randomly. I said, I saw your program. You guys are doing it. We say, yeah, so we are bringing so-so man of God, blah, 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 from so-so place. I say, if he enters that church, there will be crisis after he leaves. He say, hey, say, I've been thinking about it. I say, don't think. Cancel the program. If he had not called me, I would not have said anything. Just the way Pastor I or two will call me sometimes and say, I saw you doing that. I say, yes. Say, don't do it. Stop. So we progress by depending on what? On each other. I know what it means to pray for people and they get healed instantly. And I'm talking about all kinds of terrible cases, ranging from not being able to walk, or having goiters, or death, or whatever, and dealing with pain in my own body, and yet judging him faithful. I know. My friend, Pastor Desmond, the fasting machine himself, fasted for, I don't know, maybe 100 days or 120 days or something. You know, some people are gifted with fasting. It's not my calling. Then he started experiencing pain somewhere around here, and every time he tries to bend, he feels pain. He started binding the pain, and the pain was increasing until one day he called a friend who is also a fasting machine, that any tips for your boys, because this other brother is in worry, and if you're in worry, you must be a fasting machine. The brother now called another of their friend who is a pharmacist. He now said, Pastor Desmond, ask him, does he drink lots of water when he fasts? Say, no. Say, I fast. I fast. When I fast, I fast. Say, when you fast next, you are going to die. When you fast, drink lots of water. And even when you are not fasting, drink lots of water. That was how the pain disappeared. Knowledge. Knowledge. Where should I be next in my life? There's no sentiment about it. If that is what God has said. But if God has never given you a clear major word or instruction in your life, and the first time God spoke to you was something as major as the issue you are talking about, don't you think there could be something wrong? when you've not learned how to crawl, how come you want to run? Vision, knowledge, character. You must have the character that can sustain that vision. Some of us, we have, I have a particular customer. When I started working for her, I asked, how much will you charge me? I wanted to charge her. Do you know what I decided? One full financial year, we charged her 0 naira, 0 kobo. Meanwhile, what I did for her was I took the reason for her migraine, I took it away. And I didn't charge. You know why? Your knowledge may get you thus far, but the favor of kings, will get you to where your knowledge can get you to. There are certain things you do for people, they will remember. Not because you could not have collected money, but because you saw a value in that relationship and you did it for free. You did it for free. Be wise. 2021. When we enter the third week of this month, I'll start teaching you very deep things. I won't be doing all these motivational messages again. But why I'm sharing all these things, because this is the beginning of the year. And I don't want you to start any project that will fail again. So Kenny, your vision, in summary, can start a barbing saloon. But if you give me my Tyson on my head, I'm not coming back. I went to my saloon. I didn't meet my barber there, but I met some young guys. And they were screaming. They were making noise. Then I stood up. And they said, come now, come. I said, "Don't. I just want to buy pure water." And I took a bike. I ran back to my former house. And I begged Uche. I said, "Uche, please, just cut this hair. Just cut this hair." Kenny, it didn't matter if God told you to be there. If you are not at the point of your assignment, it didn't matter if God told you, do this. If you delegate your assignment, you can't delegate responsibility. You can't. Then at the end of the day, you now say, "Ah, Pastor, the business is not moving." It cannot move. It cannot move because market doesn't move on Facebook. Most times it is people who know you that don't even want to do stuff with you. Or you don't know. People who know you won't buy anything from you. It's the random people that come around. As you go into the year, keep a positive attitude. Some of the things you are praying and fasting about, they are knowledge issues. If you come to me today and give me a plate of pounded yam in your coven, in your secret coven, of 999, and I eat it, it's over. I've eaten it. But if you eat it and your mind tells you have eaten poison, come for deliverance. Don't negotiate your destiny and say that we are in Christ. You say we are in Christ, but when you die, you are going to meet him in heaven. Don't negotiate truth. Knowledge is the reason why many people have not been able to move from the point of vision to the point of manifestation. And the reason many never sustained that progress is because they didn't have the character for it. Come on, say, "I'll develop capacity." Come on, say, "I'll develop capacity." Now, say it properly, "I'll develop capacity." Let's pray. Let's rise. Permit me to say this. What is that thing that stands between you and your 110% commitment to God? I want you to think about it. Because this is the year of greater works. Greater works means what? Greater commitment. Both to your wife, to your children. My brother said to me, he said, my daughter asks me some questions that sometimes I need to think before I answer. You know that kind of question. The problem is not the answer. The problem is, how do I answer in a way that it won't lead to another question? When your daughter looks at you as the daughter of a pastor and she says, how are we sure that God really exists? I said, he is there in heaven. Then she says, have you seen him before? So you realize that he's not saying something that is important as thinking properly before you say to your daughter, God exists. There are questions that life will ask you, Ezeba, this year. But you know the beautiful thing about God? He doesn't really use the public opinion of men to relate with us. I don't care what people have said about you. Because people are saying things about you. I don't know if you are aware. This last year, people said things about you. I don't know if you are aware. I'm telling you something. I can begin to tell you conversations, but I'm asking, did you know? I'm talking about negative things. Are you aware? I can begin to talk about conversations, but I won't talk about them publicly. I will tell you what they said. I can even describe who they are. But you see, it's a new day. And for every one of you who have made mistakes in the past, the fact that you are still breathing today only means one thing. God still has a plan for your life. So as you go into the week, go with that knowledge. Knowing that everything that you need and everything you desire, as provision has been made for it. And that the difference between where you are now and where you need to be tomorrow is knowledge. I believe your promise. I believe you are faithful.